我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们好快好快的，就要读完以赛亚了。
And very quickly, we're approaching the end of Isaiah.
但是我们不能不说，到了四十章以后，我们就看到主的话实在是非常沉重的，在哪里向我们打开。
But we must say again, after chapter 40, where is the focus, the weightiness of the word of God revealed to us?
这个沉重不是说主的话重到一个地步把我们压倒。
The weightiness of these words is not that it was too heavy, too weighty, that it will suppress us.
我们说重乃是说到神那个心意向着他名下的人是重到一个地步是从来我们不会想到的。
Now we say that these words are weighty is because of the weightiness of these words are so strong that it is beyond something that we could even imagine.
弟兄姊妹都已经有了一个领会，从四十章以后，那神向以色列说安慰的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, you already have this impression that after chapter 40, God speaks these words of comfort to Israel.
但是我们一直看到现在四十八、四十九了。
But now we see 48 and 49.
我们好像看到神所说的安慰的话，好像跟当代的。以色列人没有直接的，犹大人没有直接的关系。
We seem to see that the words that God speaks of comfort to that generation seems to have not direct impact to the people of Judah at that time.
除非他们是像以赛亚那样，灵里边是那样的敏锐。
Unless their spirit was just as sensitive and alert as Isaiah's.
不然的话，我们好像看到神是说了很多叫人得安慰的话，但是和当代听见的人没关系。
Otherwise, indeed, we do read that God did speak many words of comfort to the generation, but it doesn't seem to affect that generation directly.
那我如果我们没有看到神心里头的那一个意念。
Now we do not see the heart that is in God's desire.
我们就会觉得神说这些安慰的话有什么意思。
Then we would feel what are the meaning of these words of comfort from God.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他向人说话。
God speaks to man.
他不是隐藏他的意思。
God does not hide his meaning.
他是要人明白。他的心意。
God desires for man to understand his intentions.
那当神把我们里面的眼睛一打开的时候。
Now when God opens our eyes within.
我们就看到原来神在那里说的那些安慰的话。
Then we'll realize the words of comfort which God is speaking.
的确不是为了当代的人。
In fact, they are not for the audience of that generation.
而是把神那永远的旨意带出来。
But in fact, it is to lead out that eternal will of God.
当他这个神永远的旨意给带出来的时候。
Now when this eternal will of God is brought forth.
那不单是神的选民受安慰。
Not only does the chosen people of God are comforted.
全地都得安慰。
But in fact, all the earth is comforted.
其实这个意思神在四十章一开始说话的时候就已经说了。
In fact,God already spoke these words in the beginning of chapter 40.
我想弟兄姊妹们，如果你还记得的话，你一定会记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you remember, I'm sure you recall these words.
神说你要安慰，安慰我的百姓。
God says, comfort, comfort ye my people.
为什么要安慰，安慰他的百姓？
Why is it that it must be comfort, comforting God's people?
因为他们已经在神的手里加倍受罚。
It is because they have already received their punishment, their discipline from God.
那当我们领会什么叫做加倍受罚的时候。
Now when we see that they have already received from the Lord's hand double for their sins.
那就晓得。
Then we realize.
神的公义满足了。
That God's righteousness is satisfied.
神的公义既然是满足了。
Since God's righteousness is satisfied.
那他从他那里流出来的是什么。
Then what will come forth from God?
显然就不再是公义的追讨。
Apparently, then, it's no longer chastening for righteousness.
如果从神那里不再流出公义的追讨。
Now, no longer if chastening required before God.
那流出的是什么？
Then, what is it that would outflow?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
就是流出神的自己。
It is God himself now that outflows.
却把神的公义的要求扣留了下来。
Then it would withhold then the righteous requirement of God's judgment.
那剩下的
then what remains
就是神的怜悯。
It's God's mercy.
就是神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
就是神的大爱。
It is the great love of God.
就是神的同情和体恤。
It is God's compassion and His mindfulness.
那我们感谢我们的主。
Now we thank our Lord.
所以神在那边开始说安慰的话的时候，已经指出一个非常大的那一个光照在哪里。
Even when God first speaks these words of comfort, He already shows us great light.
但是我们一直看到四十八章的时候，我们还不能很明显的掌握到神心里头这个意念。
Now, when we read even until chapter 48, we cannot very concretely grasp the desire in God's heart in this way.
而虽然神说了一些话，是说出了神的百姓和神当中和神中间的那个关系是怎么的紧密。
Now, even though God has given us many words to tell us how intimate, how close His relationship is with His people,
但是我们仍然看见神在那里说的话呢，许许多多还是点着他的选民的这个愚昧来说的。
Yet even in the midst of so many words from God, God is still pointing out the foolishness of the people.
那好像神在这个要他的百姓受安慰的时候，神还在那里数点他们的缺欠。
It seems as if that even though God wants to comfort His people, nevertheless God is still counting their shortcomings.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But we praise and thank our Lord.
等到我们看到四十八章这一段时间的时候
，Here in this passage, when we look into chapter 48,
我们开始看见神心里头那个宽广。
Now we're able to see how broad God is within in His heart.
原来神是借着当代的神的百姓的愚昧而带进神在全地的那个救赎的旨意。
And that is through the foolishness of God's people during that generation, God is to bring forth His redemption plan for the entire land.
上一次末了的时候，我们已经轻轻的点了一下。
Even at the end of last time, we lightly mentioned this.
但是我想还有几句话，我要特别和弟兄姊妹们再来留意一下。
But I think there are still some words that we must pay special attention to.
那在四十八章的当中那里。
Now in the middle of chapter 48,
你看到神在那里指着他的百姓说，你们根本生下来就是悖逆的人。
You can see that God points to them that even that you were born to be obstinate.
那既然是生下来是悖逆的人。
Now if they were born and they were rebellious people.
那也还有什么好说的。
Then what else is there to say about them?
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神说
God says,
你们可以悖逆,
Yes, you can be rebellious.
但是我有足够的忍耐,
but yet I have sufficient patience.
我在那里忍受你们的顶撞,
and I will forbear your opposition.
我在那里忍受你们的误会,
and I will forbear your misunderstanding.
那弟兄姊妹你注意,
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
我们先看这几句话。
Let us first read these few verses.
我们从第八节念一念嘛。
We'll begin with verse 8.
四十八章。
Chapter 48, verse 8.
你未曾听见，未曾知道，你的耳朵从来未曾开通。我原知道你行事极其诡诈，你自从出胎以来便称为悖逆的。
Yea, that heardeth not, yea, that knewest not, yea, that from that time thy ear was not open, for I knew that would deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb.
我为我的名暂且忍怒，为我的颂赞向你容忍，不将你剪除。
For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain from thee, that I cut thee not off.
神忍耐他的百姓。
God is forbearing His people.
不管他的百姓愚昧到一个怎么的地步。
Now, regardless of how foolish His people are,
神说我很忍耐他们。
I will forbear with them.
甚至他们误会我，我也接受。
And even if they misunderstand me, I will still accept that.
那因此呢？
Therefore,
我熬炼他们，第十节了。
I will refine them, verse 10.
却不像熬炼银子。
But not with silver.
你在苦难的炉中，我拣选你。
I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个话叫我们感觉为难呢。
Brothers and sisters, these words trouble us.
如果神不说, 你们是我的百姓, 你们来安慰我的百姓。
If God does not say, you are my people, now come and come and comfort my people.
那么我们, 也许, 能容易领会神说这个话的心思。
Then perhaps we can understand the heart in which God has when he says these words.
但是神说, 我是要叫你们得安慰。
But God says, I want to comfort you.
但是神点出一个事实。
But God points forth a fact.
你们根本就是悖逆顽梗。
And that fact is that you are rebellious, you are treacherous, you are ignorant, and you are foolish.
一直在那里忍了好久。
And I continue to forbear and defer my anger for a long time.
没有把你们剪除。
And I did not cut you off.
但是我熬炼你们。
But I refine you.
那熬炼是好。
Now it's good to be refined.
可以炼净。
You can be purged.
但是神好像在这里留下一点点。 我们很不容易了解的。
But God says seems to remain something it's not easy for us to understand.
但是我熬炼你们好像熬炼银子。
God says that I refine.
不像熬炼银子。
God says I refine you, but not with silver.
如果是好像熬炼银子, 那就很对了。
Now if it's to be refined like silver, then that is fine.
你把我们炼净。
That you'll refine us, purge us.
你把所有的杂质都给从我们那里除掉。
That you'll purge all the dross.
那我们就好了。
Then it will be fine.
但是神说, 我不把你们, 不像炼银子, 熬炼你们不像熬炼银子。
But God says, I will refine you, but not like silver.
那不像熬炼银子, 那熬炼银子干什么?
Now, if it's not to be refined like silver, then how are we being refined?
熬过了以后, 那个银子还是带着许多的掺杂。
Then after being refined, the silver still has much dross.
那跟没有熬炼差别。 好像并不太大。
Then the difference before being refined, there's not much of a difference.
你说这样神熬炼我们干什么呢?
Then you might question, why is God refining us?
再说,
and then he says,
你们在这个苦难的炉中的时候, 我就拣选你。
I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
弟兄姊妹我们就弄迷了。
Then brothers and sisters, we're truly confused.
当然这个熬炼和这个苦难是会有点关联。Of
course, being refined and this affliction is related.
那么在熬炼的里头却没有把你炼净。Yet,
in this being refined, you are not purged.
但是在你们受苦难的时候,我就拣选了你。And
the fact that we're chosen while we're in affliction.
那弟兄姊妹你留意那拣选出来的那个结果是什么?
Then brothers and sisters, take note, what is the end result of being chosen in that way?
还是一些掺杂的那个结果。
That is still a result of having the dross there.
那跟没有熬炼的时候没两样。Then
it is just like you're not being refined at all.
只不过是程度上一点点的差别而已。
Perhaps in some degree there's a little difference.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
如果我们读主, 读主说这些话, 读到这里, 我们的确是有点迷了。
Yeah, yes, indeed, when we read to this point of the Lord's words here, we're somewhat confused.
我们要向神说神啊, 那你自己找那么许多苦恼干什么?
Then we'll question God, God, why are you finding so much trouble for yourself?
你也苦恼。
Now you are troubled. And those who are being disciplined are also troubled. But we thank our God. This is what God says. Then what is the true meaning of God's words here? Indeed, we thank our God. Now according to the righteous chastening of God, if God were to chasten after his people,
那就没有一个 属神的人可以站立得住。
Then there would be no one belonging to God would be able to stand.
弟兄姊妹记得诗篇上面那个话。
Now brothers and sisters, you recall the words in Psalms.
神啊,你若救他罪孽。
Now if God was to chasten us for our sins,
有谁在你面前站得住?
Who would be able to bear it and stand before him?
那现在神在这里说
Now here God says
我追讨但是我不把你们追讨到你们站不住的那个位置
I will chasten you but I will not chasten you to a point that you cannot bear it
那怎么可能呢
How is that possible
那如果是这样的话
If that is the case
那追讨来干什么呢
Then what is the purpose of being chastened
没有意义
Then it will become meaningless
那然后神又说
And then God says,
是你们苦难的炉中我拣选的
that I've chosen you in the furnace of affliction.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们细细的注意神当时这样发表他的心意
Now, brothers and sisters, if we pay careful attention when God says this here,
你会留意到原来神心里面有一个极深极深的感觉
Then you will come to realize in God's heart there is a very deep, deep feeling, emotion there.
那个感觉是什么
What is that feeling?
以撒他就说出来
And then God tells us,
我为自己的缘故
For my own sake,
我一定这样行
I will do this.
怎么这样行
What will God do?
熬炼你不像熬炼银子
That he will refine us and will not like silver
你在苦难的时候我就拣选
That he will choose us in the furnace of affliction
但是神说我为我自己的缘故我一定这样做
But God says that for my own sake I will do this
那弟兄姊妹们我们不能不问一个问题
Then we must ask this question
神那你这样做你的公义在哪里
Brothers and sistersIf God does this, where is his righteousness?
你还能称作公义的神吗?
Can you still be called God of righteousness?
如果神真的是这样做的,
If God does do this,
那我们发这个问题, 神也不会责备我们。
Now, if we were to ask such a question, God will not rebuke us.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神根本就不让我们发这个问题。
God would not even give us the chance to ask this question.
为什么呢?
Why?
我们现在要看整个的意思。
Now we must first see the entire meaning here.
那整个意思是什么
？What does this entirely mean?
神说我为我的缘故，我一定这样行。
Now God says, for my own name's sake, I will do this.
那怎么为他自己的缘故呢
？What is it to mean for His own sake?
因为我不能使我的名被亵渎，这是消极的那一方面。
This is on the passive side. God says, "My name shall not be polluted."
我不把我荣耀归给假神，这是积极的那一方面。
And the active aspect of this is, "I will not give my glory unto another."
因着这两个事实
because of these two facts,
神说我一定是这样行。
God says, "I will surely do this."
那我们就真的是很纳闷了。
Now really, now we're truly confused.
神好像为了你自己的荣耀。
It seems as if God for your own glory.
你要追讨的都不追讨了。
That you will not chasten what you need to chasten after.
你要破碎的你都不破碎。
You will not break that which needs to be broken.
是不是这样呢
？Does that mean this?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very solemn question.
但是我常常提醒弟兄姊妹们。
But I often remind brothers and sisters.
我们读神的话语。
When we read the word of God.
在我们的圣经里
In the Bible,
我们常常看到许多圈圈、许多的那些好像分章分节分段的东西
And many times it seems to break off the sections for us or different chapters, different verses
我们千万不要因着这些符号而影响我们去接受神话语的那个完整
But do not let usnot accept the fullness, the entirety of God's words due to the punctuations or the different, sections.
不过话又说回来。
But I must, go back.
这些是从前修道院里边的人他们所下的功夫。
Now this is all the work of those, previously in the monasteries.
有些也实在是对我们有点帮助的。
In fact, some of what they have done is for our help.
但是弟兄姊妹却不能毫无保留的在那里跟着他们的那一个分章分节分段来接上
But we cannot just without any hindrance to accept all these sections or all these punctuations without any scrutiny
因为当中世纪那些修道院里边的人做这个工作的时候 在真理也好，在属灵的经历上面也好，还是有许许多多的遮蔽在那里。
That is because during those who have did this work in the centuries before, in their whether in the truth or in their condition, there's still much that they have not seen.
他们虽然是很敬虔。
Yes, they were very godly.
但是受限于他们的认识和经历。
But the work which they did is still limited to what their experiences.
他们没有能把那个真相抓得到。
They were not able to grasp fully the truth there.
所以当时他们所做是根据他们当时所认识的。
So what they did was only based on what they could understand at that time.
所以有相当的部分是会给我们误导的。
So there are some sections because of that that would misguide us.
所以我们读经的时候，我们顶好，不要受这些人加上去的东西来影响。
Therefore, it would be best for us when we read the scriptures that we would not be influenced by the things that are added by men.
那特别在这里是一个非常好的那个例子。
Now, especially at this point here, this is a very good example.
让我们能领会到怎么去接受神的话。
That we would learn to see how we ought to accept the word of God.
必须要完整。
It must be complete.
不能在中途停下来，你觉得，哎，这个好像已经是一个段落。
No, we cannot just end in a section and feel that, oh, this is one part, and so I stop here.
这个不行。
We cannot do that.
如果这样的话，我们常常会叫自己很迷乱。
If we do that, then it will cause us much confusion.
那我们在这里要特要注意了。
Especially here, we have to take note.
那神说这一个。我熬炼你们不像熬炼银子。
Now when God says this, I will refine you, but not with silver.
在你在苦难的炉中我拣选。
I've chosen thee in the furnace of affliction.
我为自己的缘故一定这样行。
For my own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it?
我不能让我的名被亵渎。
Or how should my name be polluted?
我也不允许把我的荣耀归给假神。
And I will not give my glory unto another.
根据什么
？What is that based on？
根据接下来说的话。
It is based on the words that God will follow.
因为接下来神说
，Because God says，
这一些人
，These people，
以色列的百姓
，That the people of Israel，
是我所选召的。
I have called，
是我把他们从世人当中分别出来。
For I was the one who separated them from the world。
那我是谁呢
？Now who am I？
我是耶和华。
I am the Lord God。
我是始。
I am the first.
我是首先的。
I am the first.
我是幕后的。
I am the last.
弟兄姊妹们留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
从四十章开始到开始。
Starting from chapter 40.
我们到这里的时候，我们看到神第三次说这样的话。
Even to this particular point, we see God says these words.
我是首先的。
I am the first.
我是幕后的。
I also am the last.
一切是根据我。
Everything is according to me.
结果也是我。
And I'm also the end.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是整个那个问题的那一个关键。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is the key of this issue here.
神在这里做了这个事情。
God has done this thing here.
他就一定把那个事情做成他所要做的那个结果。
He will surely bring this matter to the end, which is according to His desire.
但现在的问题就是说。
But the question here is, God, the people whom you have called, they are not qualified. They have so much foolishness and blemishes. How is it then you're able to accomplish what you want done, even though you're the first? And you're also the last. Then how is it you accomplish your heart's desire and your heart's desire is completely in harmony with who you are?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
现在神说那么许多的话，就是要点出这个事情。
Now when God says all of these words, it is to point out this point.
点出一个什么事情呢
？What is this point?
点出。神自然是这样的定规，神就一定负责把它做好。
God is speaking this point that since He has willed this to be, then He will accomplish it.
所以神预先就把这些事情宣告了。
So God first proclaims this matter.
我们多次提了，当以赛亚说这些话的时候，是在说 一百多年后以后的事。
We have mentioned repeatedly that when Isaiah says these words, he is proclaiming what will come after in over 100 years later.
那一百多年后的事是什么呢？
What are those things 100 years later?
是犹大被掳。
It is the fact that Judah will be in captivity.
是犹大从被掳之地回来。
That even Judah will return from captivity.
那就是一百多年以后的事情。
And this will all take place after 100 years.
神先说了这个。
God first says this.
就让他们看见。
And then shows them.
事情发生的时候。
When these things come about.
你就知道整个的事情从开始到末了是神在那里管理。
Then you realize that God is the one who rules even over all these things.
是神在那里负责。
That God is responsible.
是神在那里让他起初的定义给带到完成。
That God is the one responsible to bring what he had willed at the beginning and to bring it to fulfillment.
如果事情很顺利的这样过去的话，
Now if the event just go very smoothly in that way,
我们没有难处，
Then there's no difficulty with us.
神也没有难处，
And there's no difficulty with God.
但现在，
But now,
人有难处，
There's difficulty for man.
神也有难处，
There's hardship for God.
就是这些蒙拣选的人，他们没有赶得上神的那个心意。
That's because these people who are chosen, they're not able to follow on to God's desire.
但神还是把他们带到神的那个目的。
Yet God still brings them to his purpose.
这就成了难处。
And so that's where the hardship is.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
神说他所要做的目的是很清楚在哪里。
God says what he is to do, the purpose is very clear there.
但是神怎么做呢？
But how is God to do that?
说到这个时候，
At this particular point,
神还没有说完。
God still didn't finish.
因为神还有话说。
Because God still has words to say.
那上次末了的时候，
Now last time,
点了一下。
We lightly pointed this out.
因为我们严格的说起来。
That is, if we were to be very strict.
从48章下半开始。
Starting from the last half of chapter 48.
神说到他怎么来完成他叫他名下的人受安慰。
God tells us how he is to accomplish his will for his people under his name to be comforted.
如果我们只看49章以前的话，
If we only look previous to chapter 49,
我们只能看见神对当代的人说一些话。
Then we can only see that God is speaking some words to the people of that generation.
但是当我们看到48章末了，在接上49章以后的。
But when we read to the end of chapter 48, continued on 49 and onward,
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看到一个很大的转弯在那里。
Then brothers and sisters, you see a very obvious big turn there.
那个转弯是什么？
And what is that big shift there?
神不再是说。
That is no longer God is saying.
因为你们犯罪。
That is because you have sinned.
我就追讨你们的罪。
So I will chasten you for
your
sin.
你们的罪给追讨完了。
And after the chastening of your sin,
你们就可以受安慰了。
Then you can be comforted.
这个是我们正常的想法。
This is the normal way which we think.
但事实上，
But the fact is,
神怎么追讨？
How God has chastened,
人的罪都没有可能给追讨完。
No matter what God does to chasten us for our sin, it cannot be filled.
那怎么办呢？
Then, what can we do about it?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这就给我们留意到神为什么熬炼他的子民不像熬炼银子？
That's why it shows us when God refines his people, it is not like silver.
神怎么在他的百姓落在苦难里边的时候，神反倒去拣选他们？
And that is why when his people is in the furnace of affliction, that is when God would choose them.
现在神说出那个原因来。
Now God tells us the reason for that.
什么原因呢？
What is that reason?
神的儿子来。
And that is because the Son of God has come. 弟兄姊妹，从
48章末了的时候开始。
Brothers and sisters, from the end of chapter 48.
你看到神整个的那些话语，就一直把神的儿子带出来了。
You can see that all the word of God continues to lead us to show us that now he shows us his son.
我们以后慢慢看下去，你就越看越明了。
When we continue to read on, the more evident it is for you. Then the more enlightened that we are.
但是当了这个转折的地方的时候。
But in this turning point here.
啊，我们好像给神说的话卡住了。
It seems like we are now somewhat hindered by the word of God, but we thank the Lord.
什么时候他给我们看见他的儿子要来了？
Whenever he shows us that his son is to come,
什么难处都停止了。
Then all the difficulty will cease.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们先来看神的儿子怎么 怎么给带出来。
Now let us first see how God shows us his son. Last time we somewhat mentioned it.
他怎么提呢？
How is it mentioned?
那神就说了一些与巴比伦有关的事情。
God told us some matters to do with Babylon.
巴比伦的兴起。
The rise of Babylon.
巴比伦的对付神的百姓。
And how Babylon would deal with God's people.
灭亡。
And how Babylon would be destroyed.
神轻轻在几句话里边就这样说。
Even in a few verses, God brought that all through.
当神说完这些话的时候。
Now after God is done with all of that.
就说了一个非常非常严肃的事情。
Then God says something very, very solemn.
什么事呢？
What did God say?
从哪里说呢？
Where does it begin?
从第16节。
Verse 16.
你们要就近我来听这话。我从起头并未曾在隐秘处说话。自从有这事我就在哪里。
Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I.
那这里就一直是围绕着因着巴比伦的兴起和犹大当中所发生的那些历史上的事情来说这些话。
Now, these words were spoken, with the prophecy about Babylon and the rise and the experience of Babylon.
但是当这些话一说完的时候，
But after these words about Babylon is finished, then you see,
神的话就转了。
God's words change.
怎么转呢？
How is it shifted?
说出来的好像是完全跟巴比伦的事情没有发生关系。
What is spoken now seems to have nothing to do with Babylon.
但是你严细心的去看的时候也不能说是没有关系。
But if you read very carefully, you cannot say it has nothing to do with Babylon.
但是呢那个关系却没有神说话的那个目的那样明确。
But that relationship it has with Babylon is nothing compared to the purpose of why God was saying these words.
神在那里说什么？说什么那么严肃呢？
What is the purpose, the solemnness of God's words here?
第16节最末了的那两句。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the last sentence of verse 16.
现在主耶和华差遣我和他的灵来。
And now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me.
我上一次特别提给弟兄姊妹们，你看这里说什么？
Last time I made special mention to brothers and sisters, pay attention what it is saying here.
现在主耶和华差遣。
Now the Lord God sent.
那主耶和华是谁？
Now who is the Lord God?
当然笼统的说，我们说那是神了。
Now if in general we say yes, of course that is God.
但是他差遣我。
But he has sent me.
这个我是谁？
Who is this me?
那如果没有底下的那句话，
Now if it does not continue on,
我们还不敢决定，
Then we cannot decide.
他是差遣以赛亚，
Oh, maybe he's sending Isaiah.
还是差遣古列，
Or Cyrus.
你都可以填上去，
We can fill in the blank.
但是一加上底下的那一个事实，
But when we read on the fact,
你绝对不能加上以赛亚或者是古列，
Then we cannot just fill in the blank with Cyrus or Isaiah.
你看到这个我就很有讲，很有
When you say sent me, then this me is very unique.
因为这个我
Because this me
是放在神差遣他的灵以前
Because this me is placed before the Lord God sending me and his spirit.
但是确实和神的灵一起给差遣出来
But also sent together with the Spirit of God.
那这个我是谁？
Then who is this me?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们看下文就当然是很清楚。
If we read on, of course, we're very clear.
如果你不看下文，光是这里，我们也应该不糊涂。
Even though, of course, we don't read on, we only read this verse, we shouldn't be foolish.
明明给我们看见神现在要带出一个事情，是父与子与圣灵一同在那里执行。
It is very clear, it will bring forth this fact for us. Now is the execution of God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
那这件事是什么事呢？
Now what is this about?
你回到40章，
You go back to chapter 40.
你就看到那个安慰我的百姓这个大前提。
Then you'll see the premises to this theme of comfort ye my people.
你看到49章,
when you look at 49,
给放在神的救赎的旨意的执行的里头。
You will realize then in chapter 49 it's brought to a point of the execution of this redemption plan for all the earth.
因为现在父与子与圣灵都一起出来了。
Because here it shows us God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
那所以接上去, 神还是好像说得朦朦胧胧的。
When it continue on, it still seems the sky was still being vague. Pay attention, verse 17.
但是耶和华你的救赎主以色列的圣洁如此说,
Thus said of the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel,
我是耶和华你的神,
I am the Lord God,
教训你使你得一处, 引导你所当行的路,
which teaches thee to profit, which leads thee by the way that thou should go.
圣愿你素来听从我的命令,你的平安就如河水, 你的公义就如海浪,
oh, that,
你的后裔也必多如海沙。
Oh, that thou had hearkened to my commandments, and had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea, thy seed also had been as the sand.
一直说下去好像就是说去, 说出以色列在神面前蒙纪念的事情没有过去。
Yeah, it continues to say this. It seems as if it tells us the remembrance of Israel is not past.
然后就具体说到犹大支派被掳到巴比伦的结局。
And then it'll just go into reality as the result of the captivity of the tribe of Judah.
你们要给带回来。
That you'll be brought back.
但是这一些事情的发生呢,
But all the appearance of these things, it is based on one condition. What condition is that? That you must hearken to my commands. We praise and thank our Lord.
那这个是当时神说到他怎样要把他的百姓带回他的目的。
This tells us how God is to bring his people back to his purpose.
但是这里还没有, 还没有, 接触到不炼你不炼不熬炼你们像林子在那个苦难的炉中拣选你。
But here is still not connected with the fact that I would not refine you as silver and I would chose you out of the furnace of affliction.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
But brothers and sisters,
这里是隐隐约约把一些属灵的事在那里摆出来了。
Here hiddenly it also brings us already for us some spiritual matters.
那首先我们先来
Now let us first take care of this first difficulty we may have. Why is it we will not be refined as silver?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
如果没有看见神的儿子来这件事,
if we do not see the fact of the Son of God coming,
这个事情是没有办法领会的,
then there is no way for us to understand this point.
但是当你看到神的儿子要来,
but when we see the fact that the Son of God is to come,
那当年的人, 能不能领会这个我不敢说。
Now I dare not say for the people of that generation would they understand or not.
这些是我们今天读神话语的人我们会领会。
But at the very least for us who read the word of God today we ought to understand.
神不炼熬炼他们像熬炼银子。
God would not refine them as silver.
乃是把那些没有熬炼完的挪移到他儿子的身上。
That is because as they're being refined and the work that is not finished done upon them has been now taken and placed upon the Son of God.
那么神在他们苦难当中来选召他们呢?
Now the fact that God has chosen them in the furnace of affliction,
那又是什么一回事呢?
What is that all about?
那弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
当你注意到现在父与子与圣灵都出来了,
if you see the fact of God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit appear here,
我们看到子在那里承担了人所有的愚昧,
we can see that the Son has bore all the foolishness of man,
就带出神不熬炼他的百姓如熬炼银子,
brings forth the fact that God will not refine his people as he refines silver.
但是你看到不但是神的儿子出来,
but you see not only is the Son of God appear,
神的灵也出来,
but also the Spirit of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
你留意了,
you take note.
当我们读但以理书的时候,
when we read the book of Daniel,
我们看到在但以理书里边有很少数的 犹大人。
We see that there was a small number of the tribe of Judah in the book of Daniel.
如果我们点名的话，我们点到但以理和他三个朋友。
If we were to name them, it was Daniel and his three friends.
弟兄姊妹先记住。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
他们是被掳到巴比伦去。
They were taken as captives into Babylon.
他们被掳的时候。我们相信他们还是孩童。
Now, when they were in captivity, we believed that they were children.
顶多是少年人。
At the most, they were teenagers.
在他们在犹大被掳的时候。
Now, during the time of Judah's captivity,
整个犹大的那个环境都是悖逆神的。
The entire condition of Judah was rebellion against God.
如果你说把他这几个人都放在悖逆神的那个人的范围里头，恐怕也没有人反对的。
Now, even if you say you can place these four individuals also in the column of those who rebelled against God, I don't think anyone would rebel. Go against that. But besides those four,
看见另外有一个人。
At the very least, you see another individual during that time.
那是先机。
And that's the prophet Ezekiel.
那当然他是先知。
Of course, he was a prophet.
他也从犹大被掳到巴比伦。
But likewise, he was also taken captive from Judah into Babylon.
你晓得，如果他在没有被掳以前，他对神的认识和敬畏，恐怕也是。没有多少可给数算。
Perhaps you can just imagine before he was taken into captivity, his God-fearing fear or his remembrance of God would not be counted as well much.
看到一件很稀奇的事。
But brothers and sisters, you see this very amazingly.
就是人。
These people.
当然除了他们这几个。
Of course, besides these four or five,
我们不敢说。
Whether there were others, we dare not say.
但最低限度。
But at the very least.
我们再往后挪移一下。
When we even go further down the timeline,
你会看到以色拉,
you can see then Ezra.
你会看到尼西米,
you can see Nehemiah.
那里就更大, 一大堆的人。
Then there's even a greater group of people.
但弟兄姊妹, 当你看到这些人的时候,
but when you see these individuals,
你看到他们在神面前那个光景是什么?
You can see what their condition is before God.
他们拣选神,
they chose God.
他们绝对的毫无保留的顺服神的权柄。
When they submit without any reservation under the authority of God,
弟兄姊妹, 我们现在又要问一个问题。
Then brothers and sisters, we must ask this question then.
他们是被掳的。
They are those in captivity.
他们什么时候心思里头有这样大的一个苏醒?
When was it that in their heart they were awakened this way?
他们怎么能在过去好像站在悖逆神的那一个范围里，现在却是站在彰显神自己的权柄的地位上。
How could it be? Not long ago, they were seemingly standing on the position of being rebellious to God. Now they're standing in the position of manifesting the glory of God.
你在人中间去找理由，你不容易找。
When you want to find a reason amongst men, you cannot find it.
因为他们的背景和他们的历史并不那么干净。
Now, because their background, their history is not pure.
而事实上，他们活在一个光景里面。完全是站在神的那一边。
But the fact is now they are living in a condition where they're completely standing on the side of God.
你怎么去领会这件事？
How do you come to understand this?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们看见在这一个地方，神发表了他要怎么做。
Here, when you see this point, what God is to do?
现在主耶和华差遣我和他的灵来。
And now the Lord God have sent me and his spirit.
神的儿子来背负人的罪孽，当然在那个时候这个救恩的事实没有显明，但是在神的那个属灵的实际的里边，神的儿子已经承担了这样的一个工作。
Of course, for the Son of God to come and bear our iniquities was not yet manifested at that time, but in the spiritual principle, it has been already manifested in the sight of God.
然后你看到在犹大的少数人的里边有那么明显的一个 转机。
Also, we're able to see in the small numbers in the tribe of Judah, there are some who have such an evident transformation.
你没有办法拒绝，因为那是神的灵在那个时候受差遣的结果。
We cannot reject the fact that it was because at that time it was also the Spirit of God that had been sent.
弟兄姊妹注意这个话。
Brothers and sisters,
这里不是说预言
哈。 Now take note of these words. This is not speaking of prophecy.
这里是说实在的事情。
This is speaking of reality.
因为那里是这样说。
Because there it says,
现在。
Now,
现在耶主耶和华差遣我和他的灵来。
And now the Lord God have sent me and his spirit.
这个现在是什么时候的现在？
This now, when is this now?
不是我们现在交通的时候的现在。
It is now, it is not now when we're sharing now.
是以赛亚当时说话的时候的那个现在。
But the now, the presence is at the time when Isaiah was speaking.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们就领会了。
Then brothers and sisters, we understand.
那当这个事情摆出来的时候。
When this is placed forth.
神就向他的百姓指出一条路。
God points forth this way for his people.
以后你们能完全的蒙恩，直到永远蒙纪念。
Now if you are to be bestowed grace until being remembered forevermore.
那个秘诀就在你要毫无保留的听从我的话。
That secret is there to hearken unto my commands.
好了。
Now,
四十八章那一个主要的那个意思我们点出来了。
We have pointed out the main meaning here in chapter 48.
好了，现在我们来到四十九章。
Now we come to chapter 49.
弟兄姊妹们注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
四十九章一开始。
At the very beginning of chapter 49.
那个话语越来越多的是把神的儿子显出来的。
You realize then the more the words are here from now on, it is to show us the Son of God.
把神的儿子显出来的时候，也指出神的儿子跟所选拣选的人的那一个关系。
The more it shows us about the Son of God, it also shows us the relationship of those whom the Son of God have chosen.
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Take note, brothers and sisters. Chapter
49. 海岛啊。当听我言，远方的众民啊，留心而听。至我出胎，耶和华就选召我；至出母腹，他就提我的名。他使我的口如快刀，将我藏在他手阴之下；又使我成为磨亮的剑，将我藏在他剑带之中。对我说：“你是仆人，你是我的仆人以色列，我必因你得荣耀。”
That's verses 1 through 3.
那弟兄姊妹，你看这一段的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, when you read these verses,
你说这个说话的是谁？
Then you say, who is the speaker here?
弟兄姊妹必须先留意，这是说一个个人，不是说一个团体。
Brothers and sisters, this is speaking of an individual, a person, not a corporate body, not a corporate.
因为你说如果这是一个团体的话，那当然是指着以色列，因为底下那里都说以色列。
Because if you are saying it is corporately, then it's speaking of a group, then it says Israel there in verse 3.
但是明明你在这里看到是一个人。
But very clearly, you see it is speaking of one individual.
不是一个以色列。
It is not of one Israel.
因为以色列从头到末了都没有叫神得荣耀。
Because from the beginning to the end, Israel was not glorifying God.
但是又很稀奇。
But what is amazing is,
他在这里说到好像叫以色神因着以色列得荣耀。
It seems as if God was saying that he will be glorified by Israel.
这是什么一回事呢？
What is this all about?
我不是细细的和弟兄姊妹们看。
Now, I won't go very detailed with brothers and sisters.
我是很粗的和弟兄姊妹们看看。
I will just go over it with brothers and sisters.
我们从这段话的里头。
Now, from this passage.
你非常清楚的看到。
Very clearly you can see.
说到一个人。
This is speaking of an individual. Who is this individual?
我们有理由说。
We can have reason to say.
那就是神的儿子。
It is speaking of the Son of God.
就是从接着四十八章的那一个所点出来的那个事情一直往下来的。
It is following the line from the end of chapter 48 continuing on here.
因为在往下看的时候你就非要肯定他是神的儿子。
Because when you continue to read on, of course, we're sure that it's the Son of God.
但是我们先不走到下边，我们先就从这里。也能看到这是说到神的儿子。
Now we won't go onward first, but even in these three verses, we see indeed it is the Son of God.
众海岛，远方的众民，弟兄姊妹们，你可以说 这是包括全地。
You can say, O isles, ye people, this includes all the earth.
现在在这神在这里向全地发出一个呼喊。
Here God is making this calling to all the earth.
以后叫全地的人都要留意一件事。
So all the earth will pay attention to this one thing.
留意一件什么事情呢？
What is this thing they ought to pay attention to?
他说，
God says,
我一出台神就选，神耶和华就选召我。
The Lord have called me from the womb.
有谁有这个资格、条件和历史？
Now who is qualified? Who has this history and this experience?
弟兄姊妹们，除了父怀里的独生子。
Brothers and sisters, aside from the beloved son in the bosom of the father,
没有一个被造之物。
There is not one creation that would have such glory. But only the begotten in the bosom of the Father. From the womb. Called by God. Even from the birth. God have mentioned his name. And when he have come forth. God have will to use his words, his mouth, to accomplish his work.
他一出来,
from his birth,
神就定规要用他手中所做的去对付仇敌。
God will use the work of his hand against the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，光凭这一些,
brothers and sisters, just on these points,
你就能清楚看到这是神儿子。
You can see this is speaking of the Son of God.
神的儿子,
the Son of God,
从父那里生下来,
was begun of the Father.
父就定规了整个神的计划是让他去执行。
God have will that all of his execution, his plan is to be executed by the Son. Now we have impression of this.
那但是当他要来这样来成做成神的事的时候呢?
But now when the Son is to accomplish all this way for the Father,
在外面看来好像没有什么成功之处。
Externally, it doesn't seem to be successful.
说 这就是这里 说的。
That is what it's saying here.
我却说，我的劳碌是徒然，我尽力是虚无虚空。
Then I said, I've labored in vain, I've spent my strength for naught and in vain.
这是说的，好像神儿子所做的没有带出什么的果效。
This tells us as if the work of the Son was not fruitful.
但是弟兄姊妹你注意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
神儿子说话不是说停在这里。
The word of the Son of God does not stop here.
如果停在这里那就完了。
If it only ends there, then we're finished.
但神的话，神的儿子的话没停在这里。
But the word of the Son of God does not stop there.
或者说到关乎神儿子的话，没有停在这里。
In other words, the words concerning the Son of God does not stop there.
因为底下还接着还说。
And then it continues on.
那这个把底下的话一接上来，那个意思就完整。
Now when we follow on with the words to come, then it is complete.
底下说什么呢？
What does it continue on to say?
在人看来好像神儿子在地上所做的都没有什么明显的果效。
With man, it doesn't seem like his labor has any evident fruit.
但是接上去就说，然而。
And then it continues on, yet.
然而什么呢？
Yet what?
不要当得的，不要当得那两个字，这两个字是翻译的人加上去的。
Now the words in Chinese translation, you can omit the surely.
说然而。
Yet,
我的礼必在耶和华那里，我的赏赐也必在神那里。
Yet my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
从外面来看，好像神的儿子所做的，有好长好长一段时间是没有结果。
Externally, from the outside, it seems like the work of the Son of God for the longest time was not fruitful.
肯定的事实摆在那。
But a sure fact is placed there.
神的我的理，神儿子的理，在耶和华那里。
That my judgment is with the Lord.
神儿子的赏赐。
My work.
也在神那里。
Is also with God.
那是什么？
What does that mean?
神儿子有理。
That there is judgment with the Son of God.
神儿子得赏赐。
There's the reward, the work with the Son of God. And that is positive.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank our God.
那从四十九章开始。
Now starting with verse chapter 49.
从朦朦胧胧的在那里把神儿子的所做和所事带出来。
Now very hiddenly, it shows us who the Son of God is and what He has done.
接上四十八章。在那里宣告我不念熬炼你们像熬炼银子，我在你们苦难的时候拣选你。
If we follow it on with verse 10 and 48, I refine you not as silver and choose you out of the furnace of affliction.
我还要回头来再多说几句话。
Then I must go back and say a few more words.
完全是在那个旧约里边的那个被掳里边的那几个人。
Now, when I shared earlier, it's only in the Old Covenant about those several people in captivity.
但弟兄姊妹，我不能不再要加上这几个人。
But brothers and sisters, I must add on these other individuals.
但弟兄姊妹，你到了新约第到四福音的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, in the New Covenant with the four Gospels,
你看到有看到也有一些人。
You also see other individuals.
最理想中你看到有两个人。
At the very least, you see two.
那虽然这两个人在当时的犹大人当中是非常非常的少数。
Now, these two amongst the people of Judah was a very small minority.
一个叫做西面。
And one is Simon.
另外一个叫做安娜是吧。
And the other one was Anna.
不是那阿拿
and the other one was Anna
那他这两个是什么人
now who are these individuals
就是我们的主降生以后
and that is after our Lord
主到圣殿里边行隔离
and he was going to be circumcised in the temple
弟兄姊妹你看到福音书里面就说到这两个人
now brothers and sisters you can see in the gospels these two people are spoken of
西面在那里说了也说了一个话
now Simeon there said
神啊，现在我可以安然就去了。我看见，你所应许的那一个。
Now, Simeon said to God, "I can go at peace now because I've seen the consolation of Israel."
你看见那个老寡妇
？And you can see the old widow.
啊，她也是那样子，在神面前，因着看见神的儿子，非常非常的。So anyway.
That was because when she saw the Son of God, she was greatly comforted.
那弟兄姊妹，这些都是神的百姓当中的少数人。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a very small number amongst the people of God.
你明明看到这是圣灵的工作。
Very clearly, you can see that it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
他们才会有里头的那个明亮。
Then there are lights within.
就因着这少数的人。
It is because of these few minority.
神的百姓在神面前蒙纪念的事情。就没有停止。
That the remembrance of God upon His people did not cease.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们读到四十八、四十九的时候
，Therefore, when we read chapters 48 and 49,
这是一个好像是一个来到一个很关键的那一个地的地方。
It seems to come to a very crucial point here.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那现在我们继续从。四十九章看下去。
Now we continue with chapter 49.
那里就说出一个事情了。
Then it tells us one thing.
第五节开始。
Starting with verse 5.
你就看到一件事情。
You see one thing.
你说底下的话。
You see these words.
究竟是说神的儿子还是说以色列。
Are these words referring to the Son of God or Israel?
你说是神的儿子是对的。
You say it's the Son of God, that is right.
你说是以色列也好像是对的。
If you say it's Israel, it seems to be right.
但是你看刚刚那个时候以色列又就隐藏起来了。
But when you read on, then it seems like Israel has gone out of the picture.
剩下完全突出来的就是神的儿子。
Then what is left outstanding is the Son of God.
那我先解决先前头的这个问题。
So let us first take care of this first point.
这也就是说出为什么神没有你熬炼他们像熬炼银子。
That also is why God will not refine them as silver.
从第四节开始第五节开始你就看到
Starting with verse 5 you will see
神的儿子和以色列有一个联合
There is a union between the Son of God and Israel
以色列跟神儿子联合起来
Israel is united with the Son of God
这一个联合
This union
就让以色列所有的愚昧无知缺欠亏欠全都给挪掉了。
And then by this union, all the foolishness, the ignorance, and the weakness, blemishes of Israel is taken away.
如果我们要看具体的事情
，If we want to go see concretely,
你不能不回到那个 生命记上所说到的那一个赎罪日的那个事情。
Then we must go back to the book of Deuteronomy and see the matters of the Day of Atonement.
那从赎罪日那个事情，你没有办法不留意到将来主来的时候，以色列全家得救的那一个预告。
Now from the Day of Atonement, we must then focus on the proclamation of the fact that when the Lord comes, then the entire house of Israel will be saved.
那当这些事情你都摆出来的时候，
and when all these things are placed forward,
你看到一个事实，
you'll see this fact,
以色列是愚昧的，
that Israel is foolish.
但是因着他在旧约的时候借着赎罪日的那一个羊羔，
but because of the union with the lamb in the Day of Atonement,
他就是他们按手在上面的那个羊羔，
that is the lamb which they placed their hand for on,
他们和神儿子联合，
that they're in union with the Son of God.
那么等到赎罪的应验的时候，
and when the Day of Atonement is fulfilled,
他们亲眼看见神儿子从天而降，
when they will behold the Son of God coming from above, then the whole house repents,
主的名下，
and they will come under the name of the
Lord. 这又是一个具体的联合，
then practically that's also another union.
而因着这一个联合，
and because of this union,
以色列所有的难处都挪掉了，
then all the difficulty of Israel is taken away.
那所以在这里弟兄姊妹你看到，
so here brothers and sisters you can see
神的儿子跟以色列连起来，
the Son of God and Israel is united.
底下就说得很清楚了，
then it is very clear,
又回到主的身上去了，
it then goes back
神儿子
to describing the Lord when the Son of God appears. Take note,
第五节，现在才是正规，正规是第五节。
Now verse 5,
耶和华从我出胎造就我做他的仆人。
And now said of the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant,
目的在哪里？
What is the purpose?
注意了，
Pay attention.
要使雅各归向他，
To bring Jacob again to him,
使以色列到他那里聚集。
Though Israel be not gathered,
原来耶和华看我为尊贵，我的神 也成为我的力量。
Yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Brothers and sisters, if this not be the experience of the Son of God, what is it? This is the proclamation of the experience of the Son of God. It is because that he has appeared to atone for the entire people of Israel.
那所以他就看到这以赛亚说话说到这里的时候，
we see here when Isaiah says these words,
就把那个联合的那一个事实，
he points out this fact of a union here,
很明确的给我们看到，
he shows us very clearly,
然后弟兄姊妹你再往下看，
and then brothers and sisters if you read on,
你往下看， 看到什么呢？
If you read on, what do you see?
第七节，第六节，
verse 6,
应该还是第，应该第五节，第六节
，verse six。
现在他说
，and now he said，
就是说了，他要为了把雅各把以色列带回神的面前这一件事。
That is after he said he is to bring Jacob Israel again to God.
那神的宣谕，那个宣告继续在那里说。
Then the proclamation of God continues to say.
那是第六节了。
Verse 6.
现在他说，你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列的保存归回，尚为小事。
And he said, it is a light thing that thou should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Judah and to restore the preserved of Israel.
我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩直到地极。
I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth.
弟兄姊妹看到清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, you see very clear.
这个是神的儿子，这个事实再没有一点的疑惑在那里。
This is the fact of the Son of God without a doubt.
并且神在那里很明确的宣告。
And God there very evidently declares.
以色列的给挽回是因着神的儿子。
Now the fact that Israel is restored, it is because of the Son of God.
但是挽回以色列不是神唯一的目的。
But to restore Israel is not the only purpose of God.
神的完全的目的。
The complete purpose of God.
是要全地都归向神。
Is that all the earth would be returned to God.
弟兄们，这是新约救恩的宣告了。
Brothers and sisters, this is the proclamation of the new covenant.
还没显明。
Even though that salvation was not yet made known.
当代的以色列人也不懂这个事情。
And the people of that generation did not understand that.
但是今天我们回过头来看当日神所宣告的事情。
But for us today, when we look back to see what God proclaimed in those days,
我们很清楚地看到了。
Very clearly we can see.
我们今天所承受的那个新约的恩典
The grace which we have been bestowed in the new covenant
在以赛亚的日子就做了明确的宣告
Even in the days of Isaiah it was clearly declared
以前我们读过了耶利米书
Before we read the book of Jeremiah
到了耶利米的时候书的时候就把这一个神在新约里的拯救更明确的具体的在那里宣告了。
In the book of Jeremiah, even more concretely, that has declared to us the salvation plan in the new covenant.
我们感谢我们的主。
Now we thank our Lord.
那因此弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters.
你特别注意到这样这一个事情。
If you take note of this matter.
神要叫他的百姓受安慰。
God is to comfort his people.
但是当神在安慰他的百姓的时候。
But even as God is comforting his people.
神乃是要借着把救恩带到全地来成就以色列的得挽回。
That is that God is to bring forth the salvation of all the earth in order to restore the whole house of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你知道在神那个永远的鉴察的里头。
Now brothers and sisters, you must know in the eternal examination under God.
他看见以色列的那个悖逆是继续的往前。延长
He sees the rebellion of Israel continue to be prolonged.
一直延长到教会在地上给建造完成的时候。
Even to the point after the church has been built on earth.
一直要到那一个时候以色列才肯悔改转回归向神。
Even until that point, then Israel will be willing to repent and turn again to God.
所以我们才看到在以赛亚书里边说到将来的这些事情，好像是朦朦胧胧、隐隐约约，又确实，又好像不那么确实。
Therefore, when we see these proclamations in the book of Isaiah, it seems to be very hidden and scattered, and it's not very concrete, but yet it is still there.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
那个难处在哪里
Where is that difficulty?
难处在以色列一直没有很具体的很确实的回到神的面前
The difficulty is with Israel that is because they have not absolutely very concretely returned back to God again
那也是造成一个结果
And it will bring forth this result
当神的百姓要真的得到安慰
That is, in order for the people of God to have true comfort,
那要等到全地都承受救恩以后
that is to wait till the entire earth receives salvation.
啊，我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
特别是
especially,
你留意神说，我要以色列归回还算是小事。
That it is a light thing for me to restore Israel.
怎么是小事呢
Why is that a small thing?
因为神还要做一件大事
That is because God is still to do a greater thing
他要让他的儿子成为外邦人的光
It is for his son to be the light to the Gentiles
让他的全地施行救恩直到地极
So that salvation may come to the ends of the earth
我们感谢赞美我们的神
We praise and thank our God
让一个结果这样的显出来
And so this result will come forth
这个结果也许不一定要等到将来国度显明的时候。
Now this result perhaps may not need to be wait until the kingdom is manifested.
因为第七节那里。
Because verse 7 there.
他说救赎主以色列的圣者耶和华对那被人所藐视本国所跟护官长所虐待的如此说。弟兄姊妹你晓得这句话就明明是指着我们的主。
Very clearly then, the words in verse 7, you can see clearly speaks of our Lord. He was despised,
被本国所憎恶,
abhorred by his own nation,
是官长来虐待,
and also to be mistreated. And God is speaking directly about him. What is it saying?
君王要看见就站起,
King shall see and arise.
首领也要下拜,
Prince also shall worship.
都因信实的耶和华, 就是拣选你, 以色列的圣者,
because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee.
当然我们知道, 到了国度的时候,
of course, we know in the time of the kingdom,
尤其是到了将来, 新天新地的时候,
especially in the new heaven and new earth,
列国都要把荣耀归于那城,
all nations shall give glory to that city.
列国的荣耀, 列国的王都要把他们的荣耀归于那城,
and all the glories of the king of all the nations will give glory unto that city.
但是也许并不需要等到那个时候,
perhaps we don't need to wait till that time.
我们已经有机会看到了,
we can see that even now.
当然这个是还是现在的事,
of course it's still now I'm referring to.
和将来的那个具体实在的情形,
of course, what we see now cannot be in any way compared to that day.
但是最低限度你看到,
but at the very least, you indeed see that king shall see and arise before him.
怎么回事呢?
What am I talking about?
这个是在西方, 西方的那个音乐界里边的一个习惯呢。
Now this is in the Western culture of their habit that they do in the music realm.
刚过那个复活节,
now we just had Easter.
如果按照那个西方教会的习惯呢,他们都会演唱那个弥赛亚。
Now according to the Western church culture, they would also sing the Messiah.
弟兄姊妹都知道弥赛亚里边有一段, 就是叫做Hallelujah大合唱。
And then you know that in the Messiah, there is also the chorus of the Hallelujah.
Hallelujah chorus.
There's a Hallelujah chorus.
那么就有这样的一个历史。
And so there is this history.
当这个在英国, 也许在爱尔兰,我忘掉那个具体的。 在那边演出的时候,
I forgot exactly where in England or perhaps Ireland when that is this performance.
应该是在英国,
I think it's in England.
在英国演出的时候, 英国的国王也到那里去听。
During that performance, even the King of England went to listen to that performance.
当他们演唱到那个Hallelujah Chorus的时候,
during the chorus, the Hallelujah chorus,
那个英国的国王当时的国王是女王还是谁我也忘了，好像是维多利亚女王，但是又好像不是，是一个男的，反正是那个英国的国王，他受不了了。
I forgot who it was, the king or maybe Queen Victoria, but it was the one in power in England at that time. During the chorus,
他怎么受不了呢?
What happened?
当那个演唱真的是把天上的那个荣耀和敬拜的那个气氛都带出来了。
During the chorus, it indeed had the atmosphere of the heavenly worship and glory there.
那个英国的国王头一个人就站着起来。
So the king of England at that time was the first to arise and stand.
王都站起来了。
Now even the king would stand.
那在整个音乐厅里面的人就不敢，没有人不敢不站起来。
Then all those in the auditorium would also must stand.
没有人敢不站起来。
They dare not sit.
这全体都站起来。
So everyone stood at that time.
整个那个哈利路亚克勒斯演奏完了。 他们才坐下来。
Then only after the chorus was done, then they took their seat.
从那个时候开始,
from that point on,
现在很, 如果是很庄, 很严肃的, 很庄严的,
now if it's very solemn, very majestic,
应该是说是, 很正规的,
now if it's very proper,
一直到现在, 几个世纪过了,
even after several centuries,
当每次那个 Hallelujah Chorus 演奏出来的时候。
Each time during the performance when the Hallelujah chorus is played,
音乐厅里边的那个听众全都站起来。
Then all the audience of the performance will stand.
这小事。
That's light.
那么一天。
One day.
神是叫全地的君王。
That God will cause all the kings of the earth
都要在我们的主的面前站起来。
That they will rise before our Lord.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
Now we praise and thank our God.
那然后弟兄姊妹，你再往下看的时候。
And then if you continue to read on.
看完这个吧。
We'll just finish this.
那第八节接下去。
Verse
8. 你更清楚看见那是这个全地的救恩显出来。
Even more clear, you can see this is the manifestation of all the salvation.
念上去就可以了。
We can just read and we'll understand.
耶和华如此说，在约拿的时候，我应允了你；在拯救的日子，我制作了你。我要保护你，使你做众民的中保。
Thus said of the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people.
那我们中文圣经就加上那个中保原文作月、我们刚才没听他念那个是他是念月呢还是念中保
In the Chinese translations mediator in the English also in the Chinese footnotes a covenant of the people
那弟兄姊妹你当你看到这个事实你就没有办法再说我们在我们怀疑这个人、不是主
Now, brothers and sisters, when we even hear, then there's no doubt it is speaking of our Lord.
很清楚主说出了他的所做，他就是在神的面前做我们的中保。
It is very clear all that our Lord done is that he is to be our mediator.
他也在神面前做我们的约。
Indeed, he is our covenant before God.
让神不能不向我们施恩而纪念我们。
So that God must remember us and give grace to us.
然后你再往上。往上去看的时候
And then if you read on、
你就看到全地的人都被带到神的面前
All the people of the earth is brought before God
全地的人都在神面前得供应
All the people is provided for
那特别我要点一点的就是这个
Especially I must point this out
当时四面百方的很多人来到神面前。
That from all the corners of the earth, they come before God.
我想弟兄姊妹从十二节留看看。
Now pay attention for verse 12.
他说看啊，这些从远方来。
Behold, these shall come from afar.
这些从北方来。
From the north.
从西方来。
From the west.
这些从泰国来。秦国来。
And these from the land of Shinam.
许多读圣经的人都承认。
Many would acknowledge
这个秦国就是指着中国
This Shinam is speaking of China
我不敢肯定它是和不是
Now I cannot say for sure it's speaking about China
相当多读经的人都认定是
Many Bible scholars are sure this is referring to China
有些人就曾经说为什么圣经里面都没有提到中国的呢
Now maybe some say, how come the Bible never mentions about China?
就有人说
And some say, yes,
可能有一处就是这里。
Perhaps one point, and that is here.
但是这个并不重要。
Yeah, but that is not important.
因为只要我们在神面前蒙拯救蒙纪念就已经说出神没有忘记我们。
Now as long as we are saved and receive grace before God, then we know that God did not forget about China, about us.
然后弟兄姊妹注意了。
Now pay attention, brothers and sisters.
十三节。
Verse 13.
诸天啊，应当欢呼；大地啊，应当快乐；众山啊，应当发声歌唱。
Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains.
为什么
？Why?
答案就是。
The reason is,
因为耶和华已经安慰他的百姓
for the Lord have comforted his people,
也怜恤他困苦之民
and will have mercy upon his afflicted.
刚才我说了好多遍
Brothers and sisters, I said many times,
神的四十章里边说安慰安慰他的百姓
when God says in chapter 40, comfort ye my people,
好像一直那个安慰都没有那么具体的那么实际的面带出来
It seems as if that comfort is not very practical, not very concrete.
当然原因不是神不干神要在那里等待。
Of course, the reason is not because God is waiting, not waiting to comfort his people.
那是因为神看到他的百姓一直留在一个不大不小的愚昧里。
That is because God already foreseen that his people will remain in rather a great or a small foolishness.
虽然没有被掳那个时候的愚昧那么严重。
Even though that foolishness was not as great as the time of their captivity,
但是还总是在神的面前没有到位。
And nevertheless, they have not reached the right point before God.
所以引出神的那一个拯救和安慰先显明在外邦人的中间。
Therefore, the salvation and comfort of God is first manifested upon the Gentiles.
那现在外邦人已经完成了神在他们身上所定规的。
Now the Gentiles are very fulfilled all that God has arranged for them.
神的百姓受安慰的时间也就到了。
Then the time of comfort for God's people has come.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
读以赛亚这个最大的难处就是在时间上边不太容易把它明确的下来。
As we read Isaiah, the most difficult issue we deal with is about the time. We don't know exactly when the timeline to be sure of.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
借着他的灵的帮助。
Through the help of His Spirit.
那我们也可以细心的在那里抽丝。剥茧的那样子来理出那一个线路出来。
Then we're able to very carefully come to the understanding of the timeline.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们再往下去的时候。
When we continue our reading here.
神在那里宣告关乎他的儿子的所事和所做越来越明显越来越明显。
Then we can see the more God declares about his son, it becomes more and more evident.
一直到了六十六章最末后的那个时候。
Even until at the very end in Isaiah chapter 66.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
所以人家说。
Therefore people say.
以赛亚是旧约的启示录一点都没错。
That when they say, refer to Isaiah as revelation of the old covenant, that is very correct.
我们仰望神的怜悯。
We look to the Lord's mercy.
让我们单在新约里面看到。启示录所宣告的
So that what we see in the proclamation in Revelation
我们也在旧约的像启示录一样作用的以赛亚书里头看到神的宣告
That we would also see the proclamation of God in Isaiah which serves as the same function as Revelation in the New Testament
让我们更有把握的知道
That we would
确实是我们的神在创世以前就定规了我们蒙恩的事实。
That we would be assured that even before the foundation of the world, God has already willed for us to be in His grace.
是他付出了代价来叫我们去承受祝福。
That it is He who has paid the price for us to receive this blessing.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我们就停在这里。
I think we'll end here tonight.
好不好弟兄姊妹有感动带我们一两位
Brothers and sisters,
I'd
like to pray that you would lead us in prayer.